begin the current daf and starts about becoming the tzaddik zayin. Gemara, I'll begin to tell the Gemara. Rami Amar Rab, did Rab really say Abdik Makarka Dami that the slaves are like property? Bam Rav Daniel, Amar Ketina, Bechulu, etc. Which Tais explains what the Gemara is saying is that Bimhoyik Makarka Dami that, well, if there ever was a karka, the full Nachas Lebetekas Gazlonus, then even if he was, so to speak, coming down and trying to steal it, it still wouldn't leave the possession of the master. It's like property, like land. They exhaust. They cannot be stolen. Oh, and therefore, Mishal Meikra, he should pay the rent. The Kalegra, where he generally used for rental purposes. Like the boat later on. If he weren't taking the purposes of stealing, and then you pay, and here it's automatically not Betaris Kazlan, because it's like Karka, which cannot be stolen. So therefore, you should be paying the Agra. That's the Gemara's question. Next test, not the beginning of the Gemara. As we find by the case, if someone borrows from him and he lives in his courtyard, which test is cool. It seems like the whole sugi here, Kalishna Kamadez or Nashach, like the first version of a Gemara's discussion in Bam Sidav Samadama Beis, which the Gemara tells us that it's in all circumstances that it's a problem, not just when it's when stipulated. It's always a problem. It always looks like ribbis, which test says, well, based on that, Sarachian. So we have to look into this. How is a borrower allowed to do any favor for a lender? Even things he would do to him without the loan. Even things that you don't usually get paid for. Should be forbidden. Someone to the case of the court, the kamla agar that's not usually rented out. And for sure, things that you don't usually lend out for free. Like to lend his horse, she also should be forbidden. But even he's such a friend, that he would normally lend it to him. And but we see based on Lishta Kamach Shahara Sugi sounds like it's always also. We should be very careful with the borrowers. They shouldn't be able to do the lender any favors. So how, why are we not careful on this? No, it's only things that are public, and are very well known, like the case of living here in the Gemara, like living in this courtyard, or the other case of the Gemara, where to grab a hold of a slave, that's where we say it's problematic. Well, how shall I kill, but to lend him his vessels, or even his horse, keep the blab of Hamashil, since and he's lending to which is permitted, and that doesn't have an element of Mechzikirims. The Ekonami, it's also Meduik, it can be inferred like this, the Nakam Snitin Chatseir. That we picked specifically courtyard. We didn't say last, like Caleb shouldn't rent him as his vessels, behemtoy, or his animal, bepokas, would last, because that's not a problem. Another part you could say is the kaid malva. If before the loan, or even that they were very good friends, right? That they would lend their courtyard to each other, if they would need to, then you're allowed to lend it even after the loan. And the mission of the Anesh and Esach is bestomming of them. That's by regular people. That he wouldn't normally do it without a loan, without that premise. Similar to like, you know, greeting so much. It's only forbidden. It's only a problem, says the Gemara. Something that normally you wouldn't greet like that. So that's a problem of like Ribbis Dabar. Now, but someone that he normally would, that's not a problem. However, even something that he would normally lend them without this loan, could go in, for example, like let's say a quarter, which you don't need, a guy doesn't usually rent out. But if let's say he enters without his friend's awareness, then he would be liable. That even though had he not lent him, he still wouldn't have to pay him the wages. Like something when they come over here. Which is that, but it's worse when you're a lender, because of mechzik ribs. Now, if he's based on this, he days in Eshach, I read the Gemara over there in Bamitzi is talking about dafka b'chatzah de kamla agar. Must be talking about a courtyard that's only rented out. The asim I read midaitoi that's worth talking about where it's with his awareness. Could come like we said lo yiskem and the b'pachis that he shouldn't rent it him for less. But if it's not used for rental, then you're right, it would be permitted. Even b'shus hanichnis, since he's coming in with permission, and not shlemidaita, began b'loy halva, and even without the loan, he would let him, you know, stay there for free. Now, behind the kamahasam, Allah the milsta'acha. This is over there regarding the teaching over here. Mike Mash Malon, what to come teach? It's Ninas. We already learned this. Umeshan Digmar answers. What would you say on milchatz the kamla agar b'chulu that you would think it's only by courtyard that's used to rent out, etc. Kamash Malon. So lebayim me kamash Malon. So he's asking a question. He says that you cannot say that what is coming to tell us, Masin, I read the Mishnah Toma, Philip, Lake Kamala Agra, that even when it's not usually meant for rental. Because Masin Vadle Mari, because Mishnah was definitely only talking about El Davka B'dikayim El Agra, only when it is used for renting. Given the Marimadaita, because it's talking about what is awareness. Elohim B'Rishu, rather, what it's saying is, Kamash Malan, what's the Chiddush? The Fila Kamala Agra, that even though it's not usually used for renting, us it's forbidden, Hecha, Dolahav Medaita, where it's not with his awareness, which, like we said, it's actually worse than, like we're saying here in our Sugya. But this says a pirush adachuk, but this interpretation is pushing it because that pshat mash, but the simple understanding sounds like the masnit nikoi that's going in the Mishnah. Kamash malan and this teaching is the masnit nairi that the Mishnah teaching is told by filled below kamal agra, even when it's not meant to be rented, and avgam to ayush nechdes midaita, even though it's told where he came in with his awareness. So essentially, what Tiz is trying to say is that. It would sound like you have to give like the first answer we gave that it was only the usher specifically things that it's done b'fahesia and the word gets out and then it would be forbidden even with the awareness of the borrower, but to say like we said that the Tanis come to tell us even machatzus loymedes laskara he has to give him schar if he comes in the b'lei das of the leiva, you're right, but if he would have came in midas it would be potter. So that's a daichik. Again, the Gemara makes it sound like that the Gemara is obligating you to pay in every quarter that's not meant for rental, even if it was made as the labor. Like the first master begins with the Gemara. Amadez chaber al matbeya. If someone lends his friend money on a coin, so Pesha Kodrashi explains, Hebel chaberai shum pragmatia. He lent his friend some merchandise, ala matbeya, on a coin, meaning, shakatsav le bemais, he said it with a certain amount of money. So the halach is, he says, nicely moi trade to Mishas Purim. He has to give the money that could be used at the time of the payment. Like he beloved Lassam Abbey, because he accepted to give him a currency or a coin, Badafka, and this one's possible, and it's not considered a Mabeya. Now, Badafka will be a pragmatia. Now, this specifically if he lends him merchandise. But if he's lending him money, Mashal Bey, Mashal Bey, you give him the money that he lent him, even though it's not usable right now, I can't listen to the that's the end of the words of Rashi. Now, tradition, according to Rashi's interpretation, it seems, the Mulveo Moy is not me that he lends him also money, but a custom like Shasham Lemois and makes him that he should pay him money, the Mishal Matbeh Yitzbeh Shah, that he does pay him the coin that's used at that time, because the Moy Shanifs Lamabain, and the money that becomes about it is also not a coin. So, in Okaba Kunjan Pragmatia, so why did Rashi pick merchandise? That's Elam Shem de Gishma Wad Moisim, it's only because when a person usually lends money, in Regin Lahaskar Daver, you don't usually mention anything. You just lend the money. And you know you're getting money back. When he's selling merchandise, even when he says unspecific, that's how much money he has to give, then he has to give the coin that could be used at that time. Now, because the producer says it's a difficult coin to interpretation. Now, because it should have said, if that's the way we're describing it, merchandise, if someone sells his red merchandise on a certain coin, or have a little maker hikiv, which is credit. But moreover, keeping the money's pragmatia, since the money is merchandise, so it's like a love bemilva, so it's like now it's like a loan that's owed. In smarkalal chalik bein hilvoy moys l'pragmatia shemocha b'may. So no, there doesn't seem to be any logic the difference between actual lending of money to merchandise that he sold for money. So b'nei l'fash rather, it seems to explain like this. There is no difference between if he sold the merchandise, whether he lent the money. When he stipulated with him, on the condition that he pays the money. Now, since he specified like this, we can presume that that's what he specified. That if it's going to be invalidated, that he's going to give him only the coin that could be used, because that one was recovered invalidated, it's not called the matbeah. Whereas a Shmuel Sabah Shmuel had no, the Kimish Yetim Mation, since it could be used somewhere, at least a nation, Shemat Be'elav does have the name of a currency on it. Boydim Marine, additionally, the Marine says, the Yeshem, what you could say is like this, Kigin Shilbo, so Chitin, lent him a measurement of wheat, Bomalay, and he said to him, Oy Tazli, so either give me back the same measurement of wheat, or Kachwe Kach much of this amount of money. Now, Be'il Be'moys, Chadai Kotzav, had he only set for him a certain amount of money, you're right, Hay Misham, Le Mat Be'eshim, so we'd be able to give him the coin that became invalidated, because it's that coin. We didn't make it for a total loan that he owes him, because he could pay him back wheat if he wants to. So it's not like just a loan that he owes him money, because it could be the wheat also. So he has to give him the coin that could be used at that time, because he owes him something, not just a loan. Now, says Taisis, now, regarding all these interpretations, it comes out, if he just lends him money unspecifically, So the money that he lent him as a ketentam and pays is yiparloi. He pays him back. A fellow should never sell. He becomes invalidated. So if you're going to say, why is it different than the gazlan tanya? Like we learned in the braisa. It's actually a mishnah later on. Something involved in the base. Gazlan my bay and nifsal. Someone steals a coin and became invalidated. Here, you take yours. It's yours. Take it back. Because it's still here. Our lesson when he's not around, you have to pay the time as it was when it was stolen. So hereby alone, if it is even if it is around, key lesson to me, it's like it's not around because the middle of Tzadnut, we know that the Gemara Tzadnut condition of Nam Zayin alone is already not here anymore because it was meant to be spent. So then why is it different? Why didn't you say that it's Keshasa Gzela, meaning as it originally was and not how it is right now? The Shemit says what you can say is Yesh L'Chalik Bin Avol Gzela. You can differentiate between the loan and Gzela. Why? But Beish Nipsel Choshev Kohuzel. A coin that became invalidated is actually considered that not like it's not here anymore, it's like it like went down the value. It's like the halacha, something that originally was worth four, now it's worth one. So it's like not here anymore, because it's like it's at least it's a shinui. And the Misham became a and the Gemara, you pay like it was originally. Regarding a loan, when it goes down, Mishalom kizul dahashta. What do you mean? You actually pay according to what the lower value is right now. Because it means nothing. You want to see the fire and hem it off. Malbot and korchitin. Someone lends a core of wheat. Huzlu, if it goes down, nice and chitin. He gives him wheat. Hokrib went up. Nice and maybe gives its value. Which we see when it goes down, he gives him that same wheat. Now when Beish and Ipsil and the coin that became invalidated, Vav they have a kohuzl. It still has some inherent value. You can melt it down, so it's not like worth nothing. So it's like going down. So therefore, that's why it's different than the case of Gezela. The nearer it seemed that the Rav Shmuel Sabri Rav Hundelel, another person could say that they hold like Rav Hundelel that was mentioned before, regarding what's considered Mabesh and Nifsel. Because Rabbi Huda, according to Rav Huda, Mabesh and Nifsel Kenistak, he considers a coin that became invalid, like cracked. So Gabel Bol, and Motzi Potter Navish Mabesh and Nifsel, regarding a loan, you cannot exempt yourself with a coin that became invalid, because it's like cracked. Avla Rav Hundelel, according to Rav Hundelel, Chashel Kenistak, doesn't consider like cracked. What's important? Not simply so you could exempt yourself if it became invalidated. Now, Avap now it is bothered by says Abidra Rav Huna Madam Beish Nivsel Truma of Nidmas. Even though it compares this coin that became invalidated, that became disqualified to Truma that became Tame or B'chumet Shavu LaPesach that already passed Pesach. Now, Vapshita. Now, what's obvious is that in Leviyoch L'Sham Truma Shetmeya Tachas Truma Taira, he cannot pay back Tame Truma for Tar Truma, and B'chumet also with the Shlomen Hetz, he can't pay back Chometz after Pesach for a payment of something that's permitted. So that says Taisa's like Dami Lagami. No, it's not totally the same. Because the Mabeyash and Nipsel, Dami Lahuzel. The coin that became invalidated is like when it goes down. Bahanu Loy Dami Lahuzel, and they're not similar to when it goes down. Now, Mekamak Mekshu Be'en, when it's around, Yochalem Alay Rishalav Chashal Benecha, which is regarding the case of the Gazlan, that it's the same. But Kshayin Be'en, when it's not around, the full of Lahuzel, even if it goes down, Misham Gid Mekar, you pay as it was originally. So for Gazlan, it doesn't make a difference. But for the case of what we're discussing of halva, there is a difference, and if it's not difficult, that Rav Huna puts them together because they're gasping, but there really is a difference as we explained.